Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie. And just to remind you, that was last Thursday, the full programme from 1:45 to 3 o'clock. Greg Prosser, the CEO of the holding company that owns Dublin Mint Office and London Mint Office and a number of other things. You can look up their website there. He was on for 75 and he answered all those questions. Isn't it investment? No, we never promote our products as investments. Could the sales pitch be regarded as energetic? No, we don't. We never send in unsolicited. All the answers are there. There's if you want to get more answers, because I can't keep going over them again and again and again. But let people tell their stories. We will. That's our job. Sinead Crane, this is an unusual situation. And is it COVID related, isn't it, Sinead, in a bizarre way, in one sense? Go ahead. What's happened?
Hiya, Joe. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So, yeah, I was just telling your researcher there, when you were talking about the COVID test and that in the hospital being €275, I was thinking, God, I'm going to have to pay that, because I'm living in the Middle East in the last few years in Kuwait, a country called Kuwait. It's near Dubai. Mm-hmm. And so I'm over there, and obviously the COVID situation, it's quite bad. Like, the cases are still 600-700 every day. So there's a lot of lockdowns, like in certain areas or whatever. So when I came home there about a month ago, I had to quarantine, obviously, for 2 weeks here, like, for following the Irish kind of rules. And my parents were doing the same thing, so they couldn't go to work or whatever. And my work were kind of, I'm a teacher, so they were telling me, okay, you can just continue working online, you know, you have your summer holidays or whatever, and then we'll let you know when you're due back. So normally we wouldn't be expected to go back until end of August for the school to begin in September.
Okay.
And they've told us that we have to make up time because we were working online and there was a bit of a gap in our work and we were still being paid. Mm. So they basically said to us, this was the other day, okay, school's starting back on the 4th for staff of August. You need to be here. Airports are opening back up in Kuwait on the 1st of August. Mm-hmm. So obviously there's going to be a scramble for all the people who've been out of the country, you know, all the expats who've been trying to get back in. There's going to be a scramble for those flights, and there's only a 30% capacity of flights. But they've also, the government of Kuwait, have said that you cannot get back into Kuwait unless you do a 2 week quarantine and you have to wear an ankle monitor, sort of like similar to a house arrest kind of ankle monitor.
So you don't leave.
And you have to download, it's connected to an app.
Okay.
So basically they know where you are, and if you step outside the house, you know, sort of a silent alarm will trigger on their app system, and then you can be arrested, you know, with heavy, heavy penalties. So you have to do, that's one thing you need to do, it's that app and monitor for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The next thing you need to do is a COVID test, which needs to be negative in your own country before you even board the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you land in Kuwait, you have to do another test at the airport. Now, it's only at random, so certain people will have that, but you need to produce your negative certificate. But this negative certificate, you need to have it done in your home country. It needs to be then translated into Arabic.
Wow.
It then needs to be attested by the Kuwaiti embassy. Now, there's no Kuwaiti embassy in Ireland.
Yeah.
The nearest one is London. So in the case that you can't get there to get it attested and everything to prove it's a true document, you have to go to the Department of Foreign Affairs and get it stamped off. And, of course, all this adds up, do you know what I mean? And then it's costing a lot. But then to cherry on the cake then is that after you do all of this, you need to be in the country of Kuwait 4 days after all this is done. So how are you meant to find somewhere to get it done, book a flight and secure your place on the flight, get the results, get it translated to Arabic, get it attested? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it takes you have to take two flights to get to Kuwait anyway. So, you know, it could take you 13 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then with these like flight restrictions at the minute, it took me 23 and a half hours to get home when I was coming home from Kuwait there. So I'm like, what are we supposed to do? And it's another 2 weeks when we get there of quarantine. So we're not even going to make it to work if we have to be in the physical building. So I'm wondering if any of your listeners know, where is the best place to get this done?
Good point,
the fastest place to get the results, you know, and the cheapest.
But the logistics...
Does anyone know?
Yes, but the logistics, are they almost impossible?
Well, look, I've been thinking about it and I don't know what to do, because the school are meant to be booking our flights and they've said to sit tight. But then if you sit tight and they book your flight, how are you meant to know then when to book the COVID test? Do you know? Because you don't hear about your flight till the last minute. And then I'm sure you'll have to book the COVID test in advance of a few days, I'm sure. So,
okay, but as you say, your question, and there's lots of Irish young people, especially going back to Kuwait and other countries to teach, isn't there?
Yeah, but like thankfully now Dubai, my cousin just went back to Dubai recently.
Okay, and well, how's that working out? Because that's the most popular for Irish students.
Well, exactly, yeah. It was actually very good for him. They had a bit of a messy kind of booking system to get into Dubai. You had to get approval.
Okay.
But thankfully, after a few weeks of kind of just waiting, he got the approval and he got in. But they didn't have to get a COVID test. They just, now they're doing testing on arrival. And you still have to do the quarantine and all of that, which is fine. But it wasn't half as, you know, vigorous and, you know, cumbersome as what is expected to get back to Kuwait. Like, it's a bit mad, really, I think.
Yeah. Okay, well, you want to hear from other people, Sinead.
And if anyone has any idea what to be doing, okay, what's the best route.
What was it, by the way, what was it like working in Kuwait generally?
I've worked there now for 5 years, and I really actually like it. A lot of people compare it now to Saudi Arabia in that you can't drink, you can't do all of that. But I think the community is a lot smaller of expats there, so people kind of just bunch together. One of my friends, actually, she left 2 years ago, but she was a 60-year-old woman, you know, and I was only 27, 28.
Yeah.
And we're still friends. It's mad, like.
Okay, and how long do you hope to stay out there, Sinead?
Oh, I don't know, Joe, to be honest with you. It just depends on what work is here. There's no work for me here. It's very difficult to get a job after being away for so long, and my degree being Irish, like. So I'm not teaching Irish, obviously, but I can still speak it and everything, but it's just a matter of take it year by year.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Sinead Crane. Sinead, thanks a million. And let's try and find out. And when you do get going, safe travelling. 51551. Thanks, Sinead. 51551. My chance.